Friday night, and it's time to listen to some amazing reverse speech newsmakers with David John Oates, who is down there in Adelaide, Australia. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Hey, Doug. Rolling right along, sir.
Good, 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 good. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to get through today.
Yeah. It's getting, it's really getting to be ugly over here. The Republican hierarchy, not all of it, but much of it, there's a big split in the party now, clearly trying to destroy, literally, figuratively, Donald Trump. They want him dead. They don't care. They want him dead. They're crazy. These people are, in my opinion, as close as you can get to treason as it gets. Treason to the Constitution, treason to our way of life, treason to the Bill of Rights, treason to Donald Trump's human rights, treason to the rights of the millions of people who support him. They are trying to steal their support, steal their votes, steal their franchise, their right to vote and express their opinions. America has never been more exposed as being controlled by an ugly, satanic elite than it is now. And anyone who will participate in this as it used to be thought of, oh, the Democrats and the Republicans, we have a choice. Folks, you don't. The only choice you have is to vote for the one man who has scared these people into endorsing him better than I could or anyone else could. As afraid as they are of him, that should be endorsement enough for you to seriously consider supporting him if you aren't already. Okay? I just had an email from a leftist who is not going to vote for Hillary. She said he would much rather vote for Donald Trump. This is a leftist.
Yeah.
He said, I would never vote for Hillary. She is a career criminal. We know this. Anyway, this is bad. It's not that it's a woman. It makes no difference. This is the best woman we have. No, this is a career criminal. And if a leftist would say, I will vote for Trump rather than Hillary, you hopefully have all the data you need to make a very intelligent decision here. We must carry this man to victory before the convention. These people, again, I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, they are guilty of treason. The way they're acting and conducting themselves and what they have done to this man. His son received an envelope. His wife opened it with white, strange, unidentified white powder today. There have been threats to kill him. Glenn Beck threatened to kill Trump. He says he didn't, but he did. That was a threat. He said, if I was on the same stage with Donald Trump and there was a knife there, the stabbing wouldn't stop. This man is a sick son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I totally agree with every word you say, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
100% behind you. This is like what happened in 1963. Boy, I have some revelations for you when we do that show.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up on the 29th. Three hours with David John Oates.
I'm still doing it, mate. I know the who. I know some of the why, not all of the why. I'm pretty sure I got most of the how. I'm right into this. This
will be fascinating. David John Oates will be here on the 29th to bring his new reverse speech discoveries about the murder of John Kennedy, who was involved. You heard what David just said. Dick Allgaier will be here, and the great Jim Mars, who has been researching the murder of Kennedy for 52 years.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll add information that I don't have.
Well, they'll be fascinated to hear what you found. Fascinated. Yeah. So will I.
All right. So, anyway, let's get on to the reversals of the week, shall we?
Very good, yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with Ted Cruz. And this is what you're going to get if you vote for Ted Cruz, folks. Here's the forwards.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I'm from New York.
What, you're from New York, so you might not.
And backwards, he says, I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
Oh, my.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
You got that?
I got it. And, oh, my. And what does that tandem up with him describing himself as a con man? Jeez. I'll be destroying our... Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the subconscious mind of Ted, Lion Ted Cruz, telling it straight. He cannot lie from the subconscious. Play it again, David, please.
I certainly will. It was a classic reversal. When that was sent to me, I listened to it, I go, wow. Okay, so here's the forwards.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
What, you're from New York, so yeah. You might not.
Okay, so I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom. I'll be destroying our freedom.
Unbelievable.
It's pure evil, folks. Yeah. Remember, if you're new to this, the subconscious doesn't lie. It's incapable of lying. God, that's incredible. Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What you get in reverse speech is what it is. There are no filters or conscious ways to get around it.
You can't equivocate. It's the truth. Well,
this is it. Yep, this is it. All right. Okay. I wanted to start off with that. I thought that was the
that's staggering. That is an evil, evil man.
Yeah.
If somebody called, I did Larry Nichols' program today. Somebody called in very briefly, David, and said, Lion Ted, in his general speech, every statement he makes ends on a downward inflection. He said that is indicative of a man who is not telling the truth, lying, and is disingenuous. A downward inflection. And he did it right there. Play the first part of that. You'll hear it. It's down.
Okay.
Down.
All right. Here we go.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
Hear it?
Oh, yeah,
down.
Right. Yeah.
Down. It's down. It's down.
You might not.
There, did it again. Oh, I'll be bothered. Interesting. Huh. Oh, I'll be bothered. Interesting stuff. Yeah, all right, okay. All right, here's Bill Clinton defending Hillary. he tells a Marine to shut up, and a woman screams out in the crowd.
Hillary lied over four coffins! Four coffins! She lied, and she lied to his family! So all those families are liars?
Good for that woman.
Backwards, she says, there's no truth. There's no truth.
Live hell truth.
Oh, my.
Live hell truth.
You like that one?
Reverse speech just to get... It gets to be more fascinating all the time, David. Just amazing.
Yeah. There it is. Plain as day.
That's called a congruent reversal. She's speaking the same way forwards and backwards.
Yeah,
wow.
All right, here's some from Ted. He's coaching his daughter. I think this is on his daughter, this reversal. You know, let's just play it.
Okay, who wants to say grace?
I do.
Okay, good.
Hey. Oh, it's okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for the food. Thank you for the day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my puppy, Amen.
Oh, dear me. And the reversal says our family forgets.
Our family forgets.
Oh, dear me.
Forgets its faith, forgets its principles, forgets all of these important things. That was a staged little PR event.
Yeah, it was. It was. And here's another one. He's coaching his family for his TV ad.
Family that looks great in pastels.
We're fighting for the world that will be our kids' world. And...
Oh, yeah, that was just a little... He's prepping for his ad. And he says, this is a long one. Snakes are evil, but war with this media. Here we go.
Snakes are evil, but war with this media.
Oh, yeah.
Snakes are evil, but war with this media.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he means by that. Anyway, there you go.
I'm just fishing here. But war with the media. War almost sounded like there was a second weak syllable there, like horror. Could it have been horror?
Okay, let's run it again.
War with the media.
Oh, I can hear what you're hearing there, Jeff. Oh, let's do that again.
War with the media.
Oh, I can hear that. There is an extra syllable there. Yeah, you're quite right. You've always had good ears for this stuff, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it might be horror, but whatever.
Anyway, whatever. All right, here's the Cruz defending Netanyahu.
Instead of a president who boycotts Prime Minister Netanyahu.
See, he's down every time. Down.
Yeah.
Imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
Down.
Yeah, you're right. Every time. I'll be bothered. I've never noticed that. And here he simply says, they lap it up. He's just saying it for the crowd.
You know, is he saying lap or laugh?
I think it's... No, it's a P. It's a P.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a P. And he's just caving to the crowd is what that means. You know,
sure.
They're loving it.
What a creep.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't like the media. Here's another reversal about the media.
Things I describe in the book is how I've spent my entire adult life fighting to defend the Constitution. It's been a passion.
And the court.
Literally.
And he says, the knife with this media.
The knife with this media.
The knife with this media. The knife with this media.
I didn't think the media have been treating him too badly, actually.
Oh, are you kidding? They've been... spit shining the guy. He's
have that? Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right. Here we have an interesting reversal. This is on a Mossad agent talking about something. Let's find out.
And it's easy to put a truck bomb as we did, as happened in London.
I was talking about the truck bomb in London, as we did in London. Wow, that's a slip up forward.
He admitted it.
Yeah.
It was a Mossad op. Ah, all right.
Backwards, he says, botched it up, we diseased it.
It didn't go right. It didn't go right. That's a really interesting, a very telling revelation. Wow.
Yes, yeah. So as you can see, the people who film our reversals have been busy this week.
They have been doing a wonderful job. Boy, they've got good ears, too. Jeez.
Yeah. Ah, they've had a good teacher, Jeff.
You bet. The best. And the only.
The only. You're absolutely right. Yeah. All right. Here's Hillary Clinton. I can't quite understand her notes. Elias Saddam was cooperating. Let's just play it.
Is that Saddam Hussein could have ended it immediately. He could have said, come anywhere, look anywhere, we have nothing. But he didn't choose to do that. And so the inspectors were racing to get to all the sites that they were worried. Because remember, at the end of the first Gulf War, we did find evidence of a nuclear weapons program.
And here she says, you'll believe it.
You're worried that...
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You'll buy anything if I tell you.
That's right. That's right. It's like Crew saying you lap it up. You know, it's the same. It's the same type of thing. All right, here's Hillary again. Oh, we've got a few on Hillary here. Okay, all right. Here she's talking about 911.
Well, you know, I thought that using diplomacy, which is what it seemed to me he was offering, made a lot of sense.
Did he seem the diplomatic type, W?
He seemed to be someone who, in my opinion, at least rhetorically, that speech he gave in Cincinnati was aimed at saying, we're going to let the inspectors finish.
And I don't know what she means by this. Iran is just a baby.
Iran is just a baby.
Okay, she's talking about inspections.
Iran, I don't hear. I don't hear the J in just.
Oh, don't she?
Okay,
no.
That's
a bit weak.
You're right there. I can't hear it here.
So. Yeah. Okay, no worries. All right, let's see what else we've got here.
Boy, these are good. Gee.
Yeah, I know. All right, okay, Hillary, again on 911. Jesus, it's a long forwards here. We might not play other fours. Let's just see what we got.
So I'm sitting there in the Oval Office, and Bush says to me, what do you need? I said, I need $20 billion to rebuild, you know, New York. He said, you got it. And he was good to his word. So my experience with him on something of great import to our country was positive, because literally that same day, I get back to the Capitol, and the Republicans are trying to take that money away. We kept calling the White House. Bush kept saying, I gave them my word. I'm going to stick with it. So, you know, I had a different set of experiences.
You know, but we have...
Oh, interesting. She's actually praising George Bush. I'll be followed forward. Wow. That's one for the books.
Mm-hmm.
Back where she says, we messy owe you money.
We messy owe you money.
Oh, yes.
We messy owe you money. We messy owe you money.
Does she owe Bush money for a favor?
I don't know. So, well, they all know each other. They're all the same. They're all in it together.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, yeah. All right. All right, here we have another one. She's talking about assassinating leaders, is what the note says.
So I'm sitting there in the Oval Office, and Bush says to me...
Oh, it's the same clip. And this is for 911, and then she says, Arabs giving us.
Arabs giving us.
Huh.
Arabs giving us. Arabs giving us.
That's an interesting person to say about 911.
I don't know what it means, but it's
no,
there.
No, don't. We owe you money, and Arabs giving us. There are you folks out there. Want to unravel a mystery? I don't know. I just find the reversals. I hope other people can explain them.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go again.
And we've got to continue to support the Libyan people, to give them a chance, because otherwise you see what's happened in Syria with the consequences of millions of people flooding out of Syria.
This is simply IE race.
Iris.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I guess just a couple days ago or not long ago, she said that no Americans died in Libya.
Oh, she said that. I remember that. Yeah, I queried that when I heard it. I thought,
yeah. Now, and I guess she's just, maybe her subconscious is saying she can erase anything if she says it. Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true. That one makes sense.
I don't know. Very strange.
All right, here we have some more on Hillary. I've just got two more. Then we're going to move on to the siege in Oregon. We've got a few on that one.
Right.
If, you know, I think that given the bloodshed he has spilled, that would be a good outcome, but Americans aren't going to do it. That's not us doing it.
And she simply says, Saddam's head.
Saddam's dead.
Well, I guess they did get his head. I don't know what all this has got to do with the election cycle today, but anyway. Okay, last one on Hillary, then we'll be on to the seas, and we've got a few on Trump and a couple on Mitt Romney, and we've got it's
great,
a
great, all right.
Smorgasbord today.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
Now, when somebody that has helped you, their people have died, they have expended their treasure to help us, come and say, this is personal to us.
Yeah.
We in Europe, we in the Middle East. Is the United States supposed to say, you know what, that's not our problem?
And she simply says, that'll be friend.
That'll be friend.
Huh.
That'll be friend. That'll be friend.
Nice and clear reversal. Don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You got some ho-ha reversals on Hillary today.
All right. Well, there'll be chances for a lot more. This is going to get...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Once we get past the conventions, boy, it's going to be on for one and all. This is going to be... look, I'm assuming, unless the Republicans pull out such dirty tricks, but I'm assuming he's going to get the nomination. Trump's going to get the nomination.
It would be interesting if forward predicting reversal shows up, which they do sometimes.
They do sometimes, yes, they do. Yeah, well, I've got a few on Trump. We'll see what we find when we play them.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the Lavoie Finucane shooting. Does that make sense?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I didn't follow that all that much.
He was killed after he got out of his truck. Some controversy about it, but he was killed. There's no controversy about that. Was he reaching for a gun under his shoulder? and under his armpit, or was he reacting to being shot three times from the back, through the back, on the left side? If you were shot, you'd reach. So there's a conundrum about that, some controversy. And he went down, and he died. Okay.
Well, this is women and children in the truck. Is this clip?
Good.
Oops, sorry. Hang on. We'll go back to the beginning. Oh, dear. Whoops. Hang on. Right, okay, sorry. My software just froze. Here we go.
God, keep us safe, please.
Please, please protect us.
Please, God. God.
Please, please protect us. And backwards, God, thank you.
God, thank you.
God, thank you. Wow. That's nice. Clear, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's clear.
That would have been Victoria, the young woman who just turned 18. She was a singer going to sing where they were headed at a meeting and just basically hitched a ride with them. Her parents left before her, and she needed a ride. She got stuck in that truck.
All right. I want to play it again. It's such a clear reversal. Here's the forwards.
God, keep us safe, please.
Please, please protect us.
Please, God.
And God, thank you.
Wow.
She's really humble about that. I think she may be a Christian singer. I've got that in my head. I might have heard that. I may be wrong, but
if she is, she's a genuine one.
Yes, yes, that's absolutely correct. We have a break coming up now. We are talking with David John Oates from the amazing world of reverse speech. You know, David's been at it over 30 years now. Reverse speech is the truth from the subconscious mind. You can see and listen to so many examples. See, the text is there. Listen, the audio is there at reversespeech.com. What other site do you want to mention, David?
Oh, yeah, reversespeech.com. Also, davidoates.com. You can go and listen to thousands of hours of old radio shows of mine there, you know. And, of course, the software, Reverse Speech Pro. Get the software and start experimenting it with yourself, okay? It's a specially designed software that works purely for reverse speech, and reversespeechpro.com.
You know, interesting, people who have become proficient in speech reversing can go amongst friends at parties, at gatherings, or whatever, and record their friends and play it backwards and let their friends listen to what their subconscious is really saying. Now, sometimes that can cause tremendous difficulty with people. Let me forewarn you.
It certainly can.
I mean, someone is lying forwards very convincingly, and all of a sudden their reversal shows the subconscious telling the truth. Uh-oh, big trouble. So be careful. Be careful. But it is fascinating. The new software is superb, I understand, by every measure. So that's something to consider as well. Back in a minute with David John Oates. Hold on. World of reverse speech. David John Oates and Reverse Speech Newsmakers. Okay, David, go ahead.
Okay, we're doing the Lavoie Finnegan stuff again. This is note says children in the truck.
Do you have a weak leg? Whip.
I'm not sure what they got. What you got?
There's a laser sheet out here in this.
Okay.
Well, this just simply says help you.
Help you. Help you.
Huh.
I think the male voice was Lavoie.
Yeah. Interesting how these two reversals I played are exceptionally clear, you know, because it's a situation of high emotion.
Extreme emotion. Haven't we found that before, though?
We have found that before. Yeah. Oh, this is an important reversal. Here we go.
What for?
Well, I'm going to ask them if they want to go out.
What for? Why are we getting
out? You want out?
What for? What are we getting out?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Oregon State Police.
Okay, well, I'm going over to meet the sheriff in Grant County.
That's LaVoy.
You'll talk with us over there.
Okay, and the reversal on LaVoy is, I have no weapon.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Did he have weapons? I guess he didn't.
The woman in the truck, Shauna Cox, was on this program 3 nights ago. She said he was not wearing his six-shooter on his hip, which he usually did, like the old West, and he did not have a 9mm under his left arm.
Well, there you go. There it is in reverse.
That's what she said. You couldn't see he had a jacket. He did keep reaching for the left side, but we believe that may have been because he was shot 3 times through the back and the shoulder on the left side.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, play that again. That is, again, astonishingly clear.
Do you want to hear the fall forwards again?
Sure.
Yep. Okay, so here we go.
What for?
Well, I'm going to ask them if they want to go out.
What for? Why are we getting
out? You want out?
What for? What are we getting out?
Who are you? Yeah, who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Oregon State Police.
Okay, well, I'm going over to meet the sheriff in Grant County. You'll come along with us, and you'll talk with us over there. You can go ahead and shoot me. Put the laser right there, put the bullet through the head.
Wow. I have no weapon. Well, that's it. Jeff, it was murder then.
Yes, of course.
Zip, that's it. Murder. Murder. Murder.
This is amazing.
Who do these people think they are?
Well,
they're
not Americans. No.
No. You watch and hear the JFK reverses, you are going to be stunned.
All right, remember, that's the 29th coming up. David John Oates, the JFK Speech Reversal Special Program with Dick Allgaier and Jim Mars on the 29th. Don't miss it. Wow.
Yeah.
That was LaVoy Finicum, probably a minute before he died, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But he is clearly stating in his subconscious, look, go ahead and shoot me in his forward speech. I've got no weapon. He felt if they shot him defenseless, it would probably be discovered, but he didn't count on the government controlling all the information. Whatever in fact happened, I don't know. But, that's a remarkable reversal. Wow.
All right. Here we have the children in the truck again.
Okay, go. Can't handle it.
And it just simply says, oh my God.
Where's my head?
Oh, listen to the versions.
Where's my head?
Get it in the voice. Wow.
Where's my head?
LaVoy is outside. You can hear him talking. Yeah. And I think she's aware of the fact that he was just killed.
Yeah, wow.
And that's what she's talking about. She is shocked. That's Shauna Cox, who's an adult woman, and then the 17 and just turned 18-year-old girl also in the car. There were no children, per se. There was a teenager, 18 years old now, but 17 at the time. Yeah, the emotion there. Now, remember, that's reverse speech. You'd expect to hear that kind of emotion in forward speech, and you do, but you hear it also in reverse. That is just, leaves me speechless. Play it again, David.
Stunningly clear. Stunningly clear. Which one? The Oh My God one or the
Yeah, Oh My God.
I thought, Oh My God. Okay, you can hear it. Listen to the emotion.
Where's my head?
Oh, wow.
Where's my head?
You know, Jeff, I've been doing reverse speech for 33 years now. I still don't know how some people can listen to these reversals and say, oh, there's nothing to this.
Well, that's people. Their mind is made up. Don't bother them with the facts. Simple. It's sad. But they lose. It's too bad.
Yep.
Now, David, Oates, remember, let me tell them, you were taken, brought to New York. You 5 days briefed intelligence agents, unnamed, on how to use reverse speech and what it was all about. Never heard from them again. They took it, and they use it all the time, I'm convinced.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. Yep. Okay, here we have Mitt Romney.
What a piece of garbage he is. Oh.
Yeah, I know. His reversals are telling him he shouldn't be doing it. Here we go.
I'm convinced America has greatness ahead. And this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision
a
reality.
What a horror.
I know. And he says backwards, a liar, and I should not gamble.
You're a liar.
He's talking about himself. You're a liar, and I should not gamble.
Let's hear it again. Absolutely. Yeah. His subconscious is revolted at what he is doing.
He's getting chastised by his subconscious. His subconscious is saying, what on earth are you doing, man? Oh, this is classic. This is classic reverse speech, folks. This is what we call internal dialogue, where the unconscious is speaking.
What a conflict. Wow.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay, let's move on to Trump. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time. I'm looking at time here. Okay. I'm skipping out Sanders and a couple of others. So, all right, here's Trump attacking Cruz.
There's a big question mark on your head, and you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty. Even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%.
And here he says, we hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary.
In other words, don't forget what we're all in this for, and that's to defeat Hillary Clinton. That's what he's saying, I think.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with that. That's exactly what he's saying. Yeah. This internal fighting that's happening between the GOP, I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, I just don't know. It's just, aren't they supposed to rally around the front runner? I mean,
well, they would in any other time, but these people have exposed themselves forever as being, again, I think, guilty of as close to treason, if not treason, you can get. Treason in terms of violating Trump's rights to the First Amendment, violating his constitutional rights to self-expression, inviting all kinds of potential, I think, lawsuits. They're doing things that should never be done.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I'm watching it back here. I'm thinking, gee.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, well, anyway. One thing's for sure, Jeff, we're going to have some great reverse speech shows from...
All the rest of the year, all the way through the year.
Yep. Twice a month now.
Yep.
All right, here we have Trump attacking Hillary.
Because she's not doing so well. And in a head-to-head poll, they just did that. I beat her by 5 or 6 points. I love it.
And here he just simply says, the head-to-head.
The head.
So it's just a congruent reversal. Same thing backwards as he does forwards, which is what we have seen with Trump ever since we have started analyzing his reversals. Okay.
Right. Yep.
All right. Here we have. I don't know what this one means. Well, I'll play it anyway.
I've been on the other side all of my life, and they have a lot of control over our politicians. And I don't say that favorably, and I'm not sure if there's another system, but I say this, I am not accepting any money from anybody. Nobody has control of me other than the people of this country. I'm going to do the right thing.
Oh, I know what this reversal means. The gun is a bush.
The bush.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The bushes are after him. That's what that means.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The political assassination weapon is a Bush. It's the Bush family. They're thinking that they're going to sneak Jeb Bush back in at the convention. I've heard that a number of times now. They're going to crash the convention, and the party's going to force Jeb Bush in as the nominee. Then it'll be Bush against Clinton if they're successful. Wow.
I hope it's not a future reversal, a future telling, as in the gun being
lit. I agree. Wow. I'm just stupefied at what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I know. Wow. All right. Let me see. Here we have two reversals on Trump disavowing David Duke. Okay, so here we have the forwards.
I don't like to listen about groups if I don't know who they are. I mean, you could have Federation of Jewish Philanthropies and groups. I don't know who the groups are. He's talking about disavowed groups, and that's what I was referring to. But I disavowed him. I disavowed the KKK. I just did the Today Show, and it was the same thing. And I said, how many times?
You know, he's misled as to who David Duke really is, I think. Anyway, I don't know. Backwards, more blank.
No shit.
You got that?
I think, yeah, sure. What he's saying is that they're just using David Duke to throw crap at him. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's
it was a non-issue. It was a non-starter. It meant nothing. David Duke did not endorse him. It was all a lie made up by the media.
That doesn't surprise me at all. And here's another one. I think this is the same section of forwards. Let's find out.
I don't like to diss about groups if I don't know who they are.
Yeah, same section of forwards. Okay, so we'll just play the reversal. This evil, they are Jewish.
Who's Jewish?
You hear that?
Now, this man, remember, his children are married, both, a boy and a girl, married to Jewish people. They're both a Jewish offspring from billionaire families. He spent his entire life working with Jewish financiers and financial interests on Wall Street and other savings and loan money to build, all financed. He knows how they operate. He knows. The man knows. That's why the Jews don't like him. That's why the rabbis are boycotting his speech at AIPAC this week. The rabbis will not attend. They know they can't buy the guy. They don't know him. They don't own him at all. They don't like that. They can't buy him. They can't own him.
Wow. Okay, all right. Next one on Trump.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees.
And he says backwards, I have guns.
I have guns.
Yeah.
Two ways to take that. That's metaphorically speaking. I've got lawyers. Also, he carries all the time. The Secret Service has guns. So if anybody wants to throw something at him or try to attack him, I've got guns. Either way.
Either way, yeah. They could both be true. Yeah, either way. Yeah, right. In other words, he's got the means to defend himself, either legally or with actual guns themselves.
Right.
All right, here we have again. This is a rather long section of forwards. Let's just see how far we'll play it.
In Chicago, which is a city which is majority Hispanic and African-American now, I believe the statistics are, that you went into a situation where you knew there'd be a lot of people on a Saturday that would have the time and the passion to come out, like this fellow we're watching here on tape, to come out and protest your
Who
situation.
Who is that speaking? So that's not Trump. Trump.
Sorry?
No, I don't think that's Trump.
That's not Trump?
No. So there was really no surprise here, was there, in what happened?
It's a
given
pundit.
The venue of your event.
Chris, it didn't matter.
It's an interviewer. Talking to Trump. Now
Correct.
Trump's talking. Right.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter. You know, you're the first one to say it. It shouldn't matter whether it was, whoever lives in the city. I mean, it shouldn't make a difference. Whether it's white, black, Hispanic, it shouldn't matter. I mean, if you have a rally,
they don't
a rally.
Like what you're saying.
Well, we shouldn't be restricted from having a rally here because of ethnic makeup or anything like that.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm in a blank.
In other words, he's caught up in a messy situation, no matter what he does, and I think he's correct. That was a completely contrived, controlled flash mob effort to destroy his right to free speech.
That was so obvious, and the police were talking about charging Trump with inciting a riot.
Oh, this is so sickening.
I couldn't believe it when I saw that. Look, I'm in Australia, right across the other side of the world. I was plain as day, you know.
Yeah.
If anything, Hillary should be charged with inciting a riot. Anyway. Oh, dear.
Wow.
I think the powers in B, the powers up high, the mysterious black them, think we're a lot dumber than we actually are. Well, maybe most of us are. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think people have awakened, and that's why Trump's support continues to expand and grow.
Yeah, right. All right, next one along.
Waleed, you know, I mean, I have a few people that I really like and respect.
And he simply says, money and a deal.
Money and a deal.
See, it's all about deal making and business and money and finance. He knows it, and he's a pro at it. I think he's just reaffirming that subconsciously. Money and the deal. That's what I knew, that's what I know, and that's what we're going to do.
All right. Here he's talking on choosing team for foreign policy, is what the notes say. So here we go.
But I'll do it very shortly. I just don't want to do it now. I will have at the appropriate time, you will get that information. I said in a week or two, and it'll be pretty much in a week or two, but I just don't want to do it quite yet.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, good. Well, at least we know what he's talking about now. Thank you, people who farm our reversals with these little notes. That makes it easier for me. All right, Nasty will beat that battle.
Nasty will beat that battle.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty will beat that battle.
Yeah, there it is.
Nasty will beat
I wonder if he's... See, whoever's interviewing him is pushing him and accusing him or trying to force him. Why don't you name your foreign affairs people? Why? And I think his subconscious is saying, this guy is nasty. And then we'll beat that battle. We'll beat it.
That's typical Trump all the way down the line. Yeah. All right, here's Trump talking about Hillary.
Look, I was hit only once by Hillary, and that was 4 weeks ago, and we haven't heard from her since. and I will tell you, I was not given proper credit, because she went down during that period of time, and they gave the credit when Bernie Sanders all of a sudden started doing well. They gave all the credit. I did a big favor to him, but she said something about me, and I said something very strong about her and Bill. It was just a counter.
And he says, I know we shook it.
I know we shook it.
Great reversal.
I know we shook it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, he did. He shook it up. I heard him at a press conference once saying Bill and Hillary did not have a good weekend that weekend.
Now, you know, he does. He said, I countered. He does counter. He doesn't start things, but he responds. He's an amazing human being.
As you should, yep. Well, my people, because we're right into all my staff right now are right into 1963, but we're drawing comparisons, you know, and he's in as much trouble as JFK was.
He's in great danger.
I'm worried about him. I really am.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Yep.
Yeah.
Millions of people are. This is a very evil country in many ways, and it's being shown now like never before. The public is seeing the truth of how they are controlled and disrespected and abused constantly.
Yeah, well, look, America's got to go back to the Constitution. I mean, I don't know how you got off. I think Kennedy's assassination was part of it.
That was a coup d'etat. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, it was a coup d'etat. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. Brazenly done right in front of the eyes of the world.
They did it for a reason, to scare and intimidate people. It's what you're going to get if you don't play ball. The 29th, David John Oates will be here to present his reversals on the JFK murder, assassination, whatever you want to call it. And Dick Allgaier, the remote viewer, will be here. And Jim Mars. It's going to be a memorable, memorable program on the 29th, Tuesday.
I'll tell you who masterminded the whole thing.
Wow. Well.
All right. Okay. Next verse along on Trump. We're running out of time here. So here we go.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
Oh, that's the same clip. Yeah, okay. And he says, seriously kill them.
Seriously kill them.
Seriously kill them.
Yeah.
Seriously kill them.
Not kill as in literal, but, you know, not...
Figuratively. Nail them. Finish them off. Stop them.
Yep. All right, here we have Trump again.
But I'm not being treated the right way. I am not being treated properly. I've brought in millions and millions of people to the Republican Party.
Interesting reverse on Trump. We love you.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
He's talking about the millions of people he has brought in and gotten to participate in the system. He loves those people. This guy is telling the truth.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
We've established that thanks to you and your work months ago now.
Yeah, and the reversals on Trump just keep on coming in. They don't change. They're all congruent.
Yeah.
He's all for America. He knows exactly what he's doing. The only hope America's got, you can quote me on that.
Agreed. I totally agree. Wow. Wow, what an hour. Thank you, David, very much for that.
Thanks, Jeff. My pleasure, mate.
Yeah, thanks to all your great people out there helping. Thanks to all of you. This is really something. You take care, David. Thanks.
Sure will. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, good night. Lots to think about there. Well, not really a lot to think about. We know. The guy is just a real deal. And you heard Ted Cruz... not the real deal. Wow. All right, we will be back on Monday, and Sunday night our best of. We'll certainly rerun this on Sunday night, and hope to have you along Monday as we continue. In the meantime, you'll know where to find us at rents.com.